USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said he wanted to listen at a lively White House debate on the subject of vaping. He's now eased off of what he announced 2 months ago, a ban of flavored vaping products. He took on the growing issue of underage vaping in a discussion with industry representatives, health experts, and anti-tobacco activists.
We want to take care of our kids.
The event on Friday contrasted sharply with the president's announcement in September, which raised the prospect of a widespread ban on flavored e-cigarettes. This time, he listened carefully and asked questions.
What about the concept of every state decides?
He said he's still thinking what he should do. Massachusetts has just become the latest state to take a stand prohibiting the sale of flavored vaping products and menthol cigarettes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The stock market has been on a roller coaster this week. USA's John Hunt takes a look.
United States stocks shook off a midday stumble to finish slightly higher, though the modest rebound was not enough to keep the S&P 500 from breaking its longest stretch of weekly gains in over 2 years. Banks, healthcare stocks, and companies that rely on consumer spending powered much of the rebound, outweighing losses in technology, real estate, and other sectors. Even with the run of selling this week, major indexes remained close to the all-time highs they set during the steady six-week upward move. The benchmark S&P 500 ended the week 0.4% from its record high set on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Health officials that are investigating a food poisoning outbreak are now warning people not to eat romaine lettuce grown in Salinas, California. They say don't eat any romaine if the label doesn't tell you where it was grown. The FDA says more than 36 people have contracted E. coli. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Researchers in Germany have published a study about people who are addicted to shopping. John Clements reports.
As we head into the biggest shopping season of the year at Christmas, German researchers report about 1 in 20 adults developed an addiction to shopping. Melissa Caldwell-Engel is with Healing Springs Ranch of Tioga, Texas, a residential treatment center for adults recovering from addictions. She tells us this even includes those who become shopaholics online.
I do believe that the easier ability we have just to push one button and have stuff delivered to our doors, while it's convenience, there's a cost to convenience. If you struggle with a lot of pain and poor impulse control, people get themselves in all kinds of messes because of the ease that we have now for shopping.
I'm John Clemens.
Some winter weather is forecast for this weekend in the Midwest and Northeast. It comes as more than 55 million Americans plan to travel 50 miles or more over the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA's Jeanette Casolano says parts of the country may deal with the bad weather during the actual peak travel days.
We recommend leaving any day other than Wednesday. Wednesday is definitely going to be the worst, especially between the 2 and 7 p.m. time period, depending on which city you're in.
AAA says some 368,000 vehicles will break down during the holiday. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.